Com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Dude, it's one of those days where I wonder if I woke up on planet Earth or some other planet. I'm in the media. All right? We watch the media. We pay attention to the media. We are the media. Of course, we're the media that like rocks the health world, right? It's a little different than the old lamestream pharmaceutically inflicted media. But, I say, oh my gosh, did he say but? Yes, he did. This story has nothing to do with your butt, I don't think. But it has something to do with the shock of some aspects of the mainstream media coming on over to our side. That's right. The dark side. No, the light side. The conscious side. There's a super duper big time consciousness shift. Now, if you don't believe me, we're going to play some audio. This segment that I don't know. Is this like fantasy land happening? I'm going to blame Carol Alt. And that's a good thing because she's a wonderful woman and she's got an inspired ability to communicate this in a realm that never got it before. And it's happening. So, Super Don, you with me? I think he's dropping in and out because he's the Health Freedom Express is on location in Ashland, Oregon. And there's nothing like the dependency of a completely new signal each day. So we may be having a drift in and out from him today. We're gonna try and make do with what we can do, even without him. Whenever he comes back, just let me know, Tom. So we've got to go to this clip. This is Fox News. Now, interestingly enough about Fox, of course, the political left pretty much hates him. Says, oh, they're all just shills for the Republican Party. Now, where I'm going with this is apolitical. It really isn't political. And, of course, if you've watched Carol Alt's show on the weekends on Fox, A Healthy You, it's really not political. I mean, I may have come closest to being political in an interview that is yet to air when I talked about vaccinations. Or I think it was the one I did on the history of modern medicine. But I laid equal blame on Republicans and Democrats. But it really wasn't a political segment except to say that both political parties have failed in regard to the protecting the rights of Americans to access healing, that is basically, you know, the cornerstone of our ancestry here in America, natural medicine. Of course, it's not known. If you watch the mainstream media, it's drugs, drugs, and more drugs. It's vaccines or bust. And if you dare reach the levels of the mainstream media and get interviewed to be discussing something other than drugs and vaccines in a positive, favorable light, then they're going to come at you. They're going to bring on the big guns of big medicine. And they're going to say there's no proof, there's no evidence. You're a quackpot, you're a crackpot, you're crazy, you're a frou-frou New Ager, whatever you're going to say. But things are shifting. The shift is on. And you want proof? We've picked on this guy before, Dr. Manny Alexander, but we also acknowledge when he says something that's right, just like anybody, even if we disagree with him most of the time, if they, like Dr. Oz, if he gets something right, we'll say, hey, Dr. Oz was right on that. Wrong on a lot of other things. Same with Dr. Manny Alexander. So there's a segment on Fox News talking about natural cures for the common cold. And when you see this headline, you're like, oh man, they're just going to smash and trash anything natural as having no evidence because you know we need to promote flu shots and over-the-counter and prescription medications for colds and flus. But that's just not the way it happened. So let's go ahead, Tom, if you're ready. That first clip from Dr. Manny Alexander about natural medicines, natural remedies for the common cold. Be prepared to be shocked.
With the mixed feelings of side effects from over-the-counter cold medicine, some people rather take the natural route. So joining me now is Dr. Roberta Lee, Medical Director of the Continuum Center for Health and Healing, to teach us how we can naturally treat a cold. Thank you, Doc, for coming to the program. Let's start right from the beginning. I want to talk about this new herb, elderberry. Elderberry, what is that?
I love that. He mentioned it, but it's funny. It's like, wow, did that just get discovered? Elderberry, was it? Did it just drop out of the sky? Has anybody ever heard of elderberry? I mean, Dr. Manny's going, what is this new thing? Never heard of it. But it shows you, even though he's a high-level, well-paid TV doctor, you know, at Fox News, he has no earthly idea. He's not trained in herbal medicine. He's not trained in herbal medicine. So it's not surprising. And I'm not really criticizing him badly for this. I mean, it's just funny to observe that the medical doctor high up at a major media network is shocked by elderberry. It's all new. And they actually cover it with this doctor, this medical doctor on the air. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And they're actually positive. She says nice things about it, good things about it. This is what it does. It helps for viruses. But then in this next clip, I'm telling you, this is more shocking than ever. I mean, this doesn't explain why it's going to ice storm in Atlanta again, but it might explain, if you're down there in hell, anybody listening to us in hell, why it's freezing cold there right now. Because on a major media network, they actually said something about homeopathic medicine and didn't denigrate it. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. Click the second link, Tom, and people are prepared. Your ears are going to hurt. Go ahead.
The other one I want to talk to you about is, oh, this is a tough one. Oh, you read that one. What is that?
Oscillococcinium.
Oscillococcinium. Okay.
Yes.
What? All right. Which one? What is that?
You can see it in almost every herb store, every health food store. It's a homeopathic remedy.
Okay.
For the onset of a viral illness.
What? Now, listen, granted, Manny can't pronounce oscillococcinium, but neither could the medical doctor who called it oscillococcinium. But that's okay. Look, it's not where I'm criticizing. It's just funny, being in homeopathy, being a homeopath all these years, that's not one of the easiest words. I always tell people, if you like it, just say oscillo, right? It's the number one medicine prescribed for the flu in France. Yes, it's a homeopathic medicine. And they acknowledge it's not even there, right? It's not the same thing as an herbal medicine. But Manny didn't discard it. He didn't trash it. He didn't say, where are the studies? Where's the evidence? They went ahead headlong into it and acknowledged what it was and what it wasn't. And they continue here in clip number three. Tom, go ahead and run that now.
Most people don't realize this, but homeopathic remedies don't actually have any, quote, active ingredients like botanical products do.
Yeah.
So it's what's known as an energy medicine treatment.
Whoa, wow, they said energy medicine on Fox News. You know, what are the liberals going to do now? Because they're going to be saying, well, no, Fox News is evil, right? They're bad. They're all right-wingers. Well, where are you, MSNBC, in embracing natural medicine? The freedom even to know about it, much less access it. You're all for health care, right? Health care for all, but not natural. Well, unless your state licenses it. Then maybe we'll cover it in Obamacare. But really, that's the way you're going to go? This is an amazing day in the mainstream media. They actually acknowledge it was interesting. It doesn't have active ingredients like those in botanical products. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't have active ingredients, but to say it truthfully, it's not like those in botanical remedies.
Hey Robert, I just got back. I actually had to dip out. I had to go down to hell just to check, and indeed it has frozen over. I just wanted to give you that.
That explains where you've been.
I'm back now.
I'm glad you made it back. You and Nicolas Cage, are you coming back for redemption or revenge?
That's right. We're coming back because we're on a mission. We're not done yet.
No, we're not.
Anyway.
But this really is incredible. Homeopathic medicine specifically mentioned, not denigrated. Of course, there are freaky people in the quackbuster organizations that, like, you know, we've covered with Liam Sheff. They're attacking him because he dares to question science. No, never mind. Nobody can really define it. It's like this nebulous creature or maybe demigod, because it replaced for a lot of the left the churches, the synagogues, the mosques, that became their new religion.
Science, the National Institutes for Health, the FDA, we bow down and worship the vaccinologists.
No, not here. Not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But here we go. What is happening? That the a mainstream media news network like Fox News is covering natural medicine, and it wasn't even on Carol Alt's show. Now, I'm going to ask Carol next time I talk to her. I said, do you think you're having an impact? I think she's having an impact. They're watching what she's doing. They are watching what she's doing.
Something's going on.
Yeah. And
something's going on because we've talked about this. We've talked about this, and we have noticed the change in the pattern over just the last, say, month or so. Ever since Carol started getting on there, we've noticed a change, a shift of consciousness. They're starting more and more to cover these stories, whether it's on the internet, and now it's on the show. Dr. Manny, he's part of the medical A-team.
The medical A-team.
They call him there on Fox News. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. And you know, when we talked about it this morning, I was almost speechless as
you
to
were,
what
you
it
were.
Was that I had heard on Fox News. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, I
what
know there have been
on?
Times in the past we have heard Dr. Manny contradict things like what he was talking about right there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, no, that doesn't work. There's no proof that it doesn't work. You know, I don't believe in that, whatever. And now he's sitting there trying to pronounce, I'm not even going to try it, but he's, you know, homeopathic remedies. I mean, what is going on here?
Well, and it's really, this is going to outrage the Scientologists, the sci-fientists out there. Because, you know, it's not enough that they have to attack people like me or Mike Adams or Liam or Ty Bollinger. Now they're going to have to attack Fox News. So they're going to gang up with the rest of the political left and say not only is Fox, you know, right-wing and only for the Republicans, now they're for natural medicine. They've abandoned science. And we're embracing them for that fact. We're not getting into the politics of all this. We're getting right into the fact that they are relaying a message that we've been delivering for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we say, welcome. The water is warm. And yes, it does contain homeopathic medicines, whether you like it or not. And we're happy about that. So we're not going to worry and we're not going to cry about it. But the old media consciousness shift is on, inevitably. Roger Ailes, say what you will about his politics, and I know, again, I've got friends that, oh, I can't stand that network. But get over it and start embracing the good that's happening. And I'm waiting for MSNBC. The moment they do something similar, we'll praise them in the same way.
What's with the liberal network? No, they're not doing it, but the conservative one is?
No, they want to drug everything that moves. Not here, not now, not ever. Hey, would you like some yoga mat in your bun? Or would you, no, people go to yoga for their buns. Now, this is a confusing story coming up. We do have audio of more people in the mainstream media, the talking heads in the news, figuring out we have no idea what we're eating. Maybe that explains why other networks can lie to you all the time without losing sleep. But they're also on drugs.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
Mana Bolsel here from Midas Resources. Today, February 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,262.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,308.92, $654.46 for a half ounce, or $327.23 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,308.92, $654.46, and $327.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Poked a stick in Bob Costas' eyes over there at the Olympics. Did he get some snow? Was there some like chem snow? We'll get into that. We'll get into what he could and should do to get well. I don't, not that likely he will, but we'll talk about that. Did you know incandescent bulbs, those things that Al Gore and the global warming crowd have banned because they wanted mercury in your bulbs?
Barack Obama.
Yeah,
Barack Obama gets to take the credit for that one, yeah.
Okay, well, evidently, we could still get incandescent bulbs, even the 100-watt variety. And we're going to tell you how that's possible. For those of you who don't like mercury bulbs, we got you covered. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Larry Birdbaum. Stand by for that. Now, going back into the transformation of consciousness, food awareness, yes. The Natural Nudes Forensic Food Lab, all the things that are being revealed, stunning. Although, on the heavy metal front, there's still a lot of delusion out there. And we'll get into that next hour. We've got Dr. David Jockers joined. We just hooked him up because there's a snow day in Atlanta, and he's available. So we're going to talk about Answers to Cancer, the upcoming event in Atlanta with Ty Bollinger, Dr. Jockers, A.J. Lanigan, and little old me will be there. So let's see. Mm-hmm. Yoga mat bread. Remember, it was the controversy. I think the Food Babe covered this on A Healthy You and Carol Alt on Fox News this past weekend. And they recorded that episode prior to the point when the folks at, what's the name of the Subway? Is it Subway? They decided to pull it out?
Subway, yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Subway has this chemical, and we covered this initially, that there was this chemical in their bread to make it soft and stretchy and strong.
Right.
That turns out that the chemical that's in the bread is the same chemical that is in the soles of shoes and yoga mats.
And yoga mats, yeah. And I have one of those yoga mats. I haven't tried eating it, but I do put a towel over it before I even stand on it, knowing what's in there. I should have gotten the ones because Carol did a whole segment on yoga mats, talked about these different forms as well a while back. So anyway, yeah, the Subway yoga mat bread. But the thing is, it's funny to hear, like, mainstream news reporters talking about it, like sort of like Manny.
what's elderberry? Is that new? And so they're all new to this.
Yeah.
But I think it's an insight. It's like through the looking glass we go. And there is one of these reporters. I don't know if it was a local or national, but I want to go ahead and get that.
This was one of the morning shows. Yeah. I can't remember if it was CBS or ABC, like Good Morning America. They were talking about this, and the funny part is their reaction after hearing about the story.
Yeah, they're just realizing it. Go ahead and run that first clip.
Yeah, I think, yes, as someone who is not educated on this whole thing, I'll acknowledge, I would prefer it not in the bread. I'll just have my bread additive-free, right?
Are you sure?
What the hell? It's like, this is like such a no-brainer. Why? It's in a yoga mat to make it stretchy, and you're going to put it in something I eat? It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's just crazy. We've been saying that for how long? How long? And they're just now coming on. Yeah. See, they're all joining us now. We're all going to become orthorexic because, you know, if you don't want rubbery chemicals in your bread, you must be orthorexic, right? So there's an ailment there. There's going to be a psychiatric drug for you.
And it's funny listening to this guy. He's just like, come on, this is a no-brainer, really?
Right? Yeah, and the lady, she's like, yeah, I'll commit to that. I don't want that in my bread. I'm like, yeah, you know, she's going out on a limb on this. You know, instead of going, no, man, I want more of that rubbery chemical in my bread. So, all right, welcome to the healthy world for the moment anyway. I don't know their names, but then they had a guest on they were interviewing about this. And, of course, there's a little bit of FDA party lying. What does the FDA have to say about it? Go ahead and run clip two.
Chris agrees. That's
the crazy thing Elizabeth. Just
you know, I think what the FDA would say is, look, it's there's no proof that it does anything bad.
No proof.
Right. Well, I'm sure they do, and I'm sure you and I do, too.
I know.
Right. I'm sure we do in other regards. All right.
I like that was a good response from that guy who's so shocked and outraged. He's like, the FDA says there's no proof. And he says, well, let them eat it. Now we're talking. People are starting to talk
sense.
There's
no proof that yoga mat. There's no proof yoga mat is bad for you.
Eating a yoga mat, not good, but FDA approved. Happy to know that.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
So what are we going to do? Stretchy yoga mats in bread. What else is in what you eat? Watch them or listen to them as a morning show crew discovers what's in their food, and they're scratching their heads about it. Go ahead and run clip number three.
Makes it stretchy, and it's in yoga mats.
I also think...
But the risk is slight.
I know, but Elizabeth probably has a point, and I think she would agree with me. Half the stuff we eat, we don't even know what's in it.
That's
our problem.
I think when you can catch it and improve it in the bread improvement process, how about just making bread? That'd be an improvement. Holy cow.
The light bulb going off.
How about just making bread?
Right. We just don't know what's in our food we eat. Well, do you want to? Well, no, after that segment, I really don't. I want to go back to sleep. Can I have some Prozac and Ambien? Of course, that's not what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We turn on the lights instead of cursing the darkness, and we're going to do it with incandescent bulbs. Yes, the 100 waters have been banned. Or have they? We're going to find out with Larry Birnbaum from Nucandescence, and he's going to tell us how you, me, I, we, all of us can still get 100-watt non-mercury incandescent Thomas Edison-style light bulbs.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
All right, turn on the lights. The party's just getting started, in fact. Yeah, there's a consciousness shift on health and healing. We know that. We're a big part of it. We're happy to do so and serve in this way. But there's more than that. You know, we've talked about energy issues, peak oil issues, things like that. And we've also talked about the replacement bulbs to the incandescents, because Al Gore and that crowd said, oh my gosh, you're burning too much. You're not sacrificing the energy. You got to use less. All right. Listen, law of economy. We got nothing against that concept. But when you replace perfectly good Thomas Edison inspired, Nikola Tesla inspired light bulbs with things that contain mercury to the extent that should a bulb break, you have to call in hazardous materials teams to clear it out. Now, whether you do or don't, that's another story. But what you should do, of course, is not ever have them in your home. But they said they've been banned. The 100 watters, you can't get them anymore. But Super Don, he showed me the other day, he's holding a 100 watt bulb he just got shipped to him from New Candescence and a guy named Larry Birnbaum. Super Don, how'd you hook up with this?
You know, I believe it or not, I was just on the internet and I came across this. I think it was on Facebook, and I was looking at that and I was like, really? 100 watt bulb? Because I'm a big fan of the 100 watt bulb. When they started discontinuing that, I was trying to hoard bulbs because I was just like, what's the point of a 40 watt bulb? You know, I mean, you can't read, you can't see, you're just going to trip and fall over trying to, you know, replace the bulb anyway. So I love the 100 watt bulb. And then I found this guy, Larry Birnbaum, and his company, New Candescent, and was reading about it. And it's like, wow, you can get a 100 watt bulb. I mean, he found a loophole.
He's smart.
It is. Bulbs, they're not that expensive. They're about the same as what you were paying before. It's a tougher bulb. It lasts longer, and you get the 100-watt regular light that you're used to. I was just this guy's my hero.
We need to get this guy on the show. Let's see if we can bring him up now. Larry Birnbaum from New Candescence. He's on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Larry, nice job, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Robert.
Glad to have you on board. I mean, listen, I am so concerned about the mercury in the new bulbs, the CFLs, and even the LEDs have some issues that are concerning to me. But first and foremost, start with if you can go to the backstory, how you got into light bulbs, and then how'd you find this loophole to allow the folks that still want to go back in time to say, hey, those bulbs were perfectly fine.
Okay, well, I'm third generation in the light bulb business. My grandfather, who happened to be friendly with Thomas Edison, my father and myself. And the way that Thomas Edison actually met my grandfather was my grandfather was one of the first GE light bulb distributors in Manhattan in 1914. And GE had run a contest, a sales contest, and my grandfather won it. And Thomas Edison came to present the prize, which was an original Edison handmade light bulb. And when he saw my grandfather, who happened to be an inventor as well, not quite as famous, but an inventor, and they suddenly became friends, fast friends. And they were friends up until his death in 1931.
Well, that says a lot, because the reputation of Thomas Edison is he wasn't the most friendly of souls out there. But leave that aside for the moment. Who would have predicted that, you know, 100 years or less into the future that there would be a concerted effort to ban the very bulbs that started lighting everything up after dark?
Well, the way we found it is when in 07, when they decided to put the laws through banning the light bulbs, the incandescents, I have a store called the Light Bulb Store here in South Hackensack, and people were coming in droves buying every incandescent light bulb I had. They were cleaning me out.
That was me. I was one of those same people.
And the lamps that they, just so you know, the light bulbs that they banned were called general service light bulbs. Those are the ones that you would get in a big box store, or in your drugstore, or your grocery, or supermarket-type store. What had happened was once they did that, I said, you know, it spurred my curiosity, and I went and I got a hold of the lighting law, and I went, you know, right into it with my attorney, and we realized that there was an exception in the law called rough service, which is exactly the same thing as the general service, except that it's a much beefier, hardier light bulb. But the color was the same, the structure was basically the same. And what the government did in that exception is that they issued two permits to continue to make them. However, we had to redesign from the ground up. And that's how we got the name New Condescent, because we took the old rough service and we had to redesign it to the new government specs. And in order to do that, in order to get the permit, we had to pass muster with them, which we did. And we got permission November of 10. We got the letter from the Department of Energy telling us we can go forward. And I designed the whole line from apples to zebras. We have every band light bulb we have.
That's so awesome.
I love it.
You are my hero, Larry. You are absolutely my hero. I love that story.
Let me ask you, Larry.
By the way, just to also tell your audience, part of that law was not only did the light bulb have to be redesigned, but the best part, it had to be made in America.
Wow, imagine that. Something still made in America, Larry. Nicely done. Now, it's
more imports.
And you didn't have to get like an exception, like plea with Obama, because, you know, his own health care law, they call it Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, he keeps changing without Congress, just by executive fiat. Oh, we're going to delay this mandate for the corporations till later. But you didn't. It was right in the law. You didn't have to do a special petition. You found it, and you said, we're doing it.
Yeah, and they only had two permits available, and thank God we were lucky enough to get one.
Nicely done.
The other one went to... I'm sorry.
Do you have the kind, over the years, I saw the evolution in the last 20 or so years of the standard Edison-type light bulbs. They went into some full-spectrum lighting. It changed some of the wavelengths that made the light look nicer inside the house. Do you have those in the rough bulb territory?
Actually, that is the next item that we're going to be making, what they call full-spectrum light bulbs. And it's the inside is the same. It's the glass on the outside. That they make the glass with something called neodymium, which we're going to be reducing a whole line of those. And we're also going to be coming out with a New Condescent Ultra 20, which is going to be a 20,000-hour light bulb.
Wow. Nice innovation.
Right now, the light bulbs we're making, the New Condescents, are 10,000 hours.
Right. So that's doubling the length of life there. Now, listen, it is a fact. Correct me if I'm wrong, Larry. I mean, the incandescents, the reason they targeted them is because they burn, let's just say, or they use more energy per kilowatt hour or what. Explain to me the whole backstory here, because as I said, I understand that. We're not against conservation. I mean, but the thing is, you could still use these bulbs in a responsible manner, but they also don't have mercury in them.
That's correct. No mercury at all. It's the old technology that just got beefed up to make it last longer and work better. But other than that, the color is the same. The physical size is the same. And they actually are energy saving. Part of the government's program, we had to make it 30% efficient, which basically you burn 70 watts of electric, but you get 100 watts in light.
Okay, so there are improvements in terms of energy utilization with this as well. This is really sounding great.
Yes, wow. That's correct. And
so, I mean, really what you're looking at here is you're getting a bulb that lasts longer, that saves energy, and that, you know, with the price that you're paying for one of these bulbs, you would have had to have bought two or three bulbs of the old ones anyway. So really, what you've done here is you have saved the day. I mean, you have saved the light bulb.
The general service that we were speaking a few moments ago, usually were good for about 750 hours.
And this is a 10,000-hour bulb.
10,000 hours. It lasts about 12 times longer.
So in reality, you're actually paying less for the light bulb than you would have had you used one of the old general service bulbs, because you would have had to replace numerous of those for the price of just one of these.
At 3 hours a day average, with the regular 750, you're good for about 9 months. Ours, at 3 hours a day, good for 9 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah, stunning, stunning. Listen, as you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're talking with Larry Birnbaum. He's from New Candescent, and we have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We don't have an economic incentive to this. I thought it was, when Super Don brought it to my attention, a story that needed to be told. We don't sell them. I certainly like to get some, but the point of this interview is to say, hey, you do not have to resort to mercury. And, of course, the other aspects of wavelength associated with different bulbs, whether they be the fluorescent bulbs or whether they be the CFLs or even the new LEDs, which are kind of cool, but wavelength is very specific to people. Some people do better on the old standby light bulb that we're talking about here than all of these other new ones.
Oh, absolutely. The problem that you have with compact fluorescence is one is the mercury. The other issue is they flicker. And anybody that has any kind of seizure disorder, right out, boom, you end up on the floor if you look at those. And the color, it's a very difficult color. Our body are used to 2250 Kelvin, which is that warm, soft glow that you get out of your incandescent. It's almost impossible to make a compact fluorescent in that color. It just, they don't have the technology, you know, down yet to get that particular color. And like you said, if you drop it, you need a hazmat, you know, people to come in or you... And
yeah,
God
well,
wait,
listen, you're providing a very good service here and a very good product. I'm very excited. We're going to try it out. Can't wait for the full spectrum bulbs to come out. Maybe we'll have you back on. Love to talk to you more about the history because it's fascinating how your own family ties back into Edison as well. So, Larry, thank you for being here. Appreciate you very much.
Newcandescent.com.
Newcandescent.com. Yeah, we have it linked up in the show notes. And we'll talk to Larry again. Stick around. We've got lots more healing to go. What about Bob Costas' pink eyes at the Winter Olympics? If he only knew what we knew, he'd be back to work today already. We're going to tell him what he should know, but he doesn't, and he might not get, but we'll get it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is that Olympic basketball or is that hockey? What is that? I'm not sure if I can see. Oh, no, Robert, you didn't. Yes, I did. I made fun of Bob Costas, and he's suffering with a pink eye. I'm sorry. I just want to point out that these guys are paid good money, and they haven't caught on to what we covered in the first segment, that some of your friends in the mainstream media know more than you about natural medicine. That's right. And there are ways to address conjunctivitis, pink eye, eye inflammation, infection, etc. Unfortunately, Bob Costas didn't get the memo.
I feel bad. I mean, if you look at the picture of him, I mean, yeah, he does not look very comfortable with that eye situation, does he?
No, it's rough. People are going, ooh, ow, no, no, Bob, go, no, take
I don't want to look at that.
They don't want to look at it. It's kind of gross. But it's easy to get sensitive to light. If you've ever had an eye infection, you feel for the guy. I'm not trying to make fun of him in that way. But here's a perfect case or an example where if you are relying on your eyes, which you are as a newscaster in this case, aren't you going to have some kind of backup plan? And I don't think they think about it. They're over there in Sochi, Russia. You know, I'm a homeopath. I went to West Africa twice, and I carried homeopathic medicines and different things for all the potential things that I would run into. Now, granted, Bob Costas probably not, you know, got his antibiotics in his pocket, but he's got access to all the medical doctors that he wants. And I don't know if you've seen this, but with kids with the pink eye, they can use those antibiotic ointments, and they can still have the infection 3 weeks later.
Right.
He could be basically on injured reserve for the rest of the Olympics, and he's worried about owing Matt Lauer favors for covering him for one night. So,
so what's the answer here?
Ever the ones to provide safe, natural options that really work. What is it that, let me show you, he's in Russia. This is a global phenomenon. The medical community for over 100 years has utilized a trace mineral, a trace substance or element, and they dropped it into the eyes of the newborn babies who had just passed through the birth canal
to prevent the potential for any infection, venereal or otherwise. Now, should I do a pop quiz here? Are we going to do like a Jeopardy? No. What is this trace element that has been used and dropped into the eyes of newborn babies for over 100 years? Anybody?
Hi-ho! Silver?
Yeah, silver again.
Yay. Come back.
It's so simple. It's not like it's safe. Well, we're dropping it in the eyes of newborn babies. Of course, what we use is not silver nitrate, which is what was used over 100 years ago. And in some parts of the world in the medical community, they still do. Silver nitrate, a very caustic silver salt, but very high rate of cation dissociation, which is why it was chosen, because they didn't have the technological capacity to make a colloidal silver clean enough and active enough to work in this way or more or better. Now, I mentioned this many years ago. When my daughter was 7 months or so old, approximately, I was earlier in my phases of exploring and using the silver hydrosol, the sovereign silver, and I was still a little suspicious because it was a metal, and up to then my training was always focused on toxicity and metal toxicology, and oh my gosh, I don't want to add another metal in the body. Could it be safe? And then when I realized what the leap was made, and we talk about it in the new book, by the way, Unlock the Power to Heal. In fact, I put a little paragraph dedication to Stephen Quinto, who made the technological leap to make that silver hydrosol even possible. It's not supposed to be possible. And it made a form of silver in a pharmaceutical-grade purified water that was as active as anything you could ever hope to have, more active than any drug in a sense, yet safer or safe as a homeopathic remedy that Dr. Manny didn't criticize on the air just the other day talking about on Fox News. So, the sovereign silver drops, I dropped in the eyes of my little girl, and it was like 2.5 days later, we eradicated the pink eye. Again, I was little tentative in using it. Now I would be using a couple of drops every hour and knock it out in 24 hours or less. So Bob Costas, if anybody knows Bob Costas, I think there was a new Twitter handle called at Bob Costas' eyes or something. I kind of tweeted it out. It's like if he knew what we knew, he could get rid of it in 24 hours and he wouldn't owe Matt Lauer much more. But I don't know if he's going to find out about it. But if anybody's visiting Sochi, Russia, make sure you take your sovereign silver so that you don't get what Bob Costas has. Okay? Simple as that.
And I've done the same thing with my kids, and it works. It just wipes it out. Because, look, pink eye is not unusual for kids to get.
Well,
you know, it's sometimes very common. That stuff just blows it right out.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Given more powerful, positive, possible reality solutions. Natural healing, non-toxic as it is. Cleaner than anything coming out of your tap as well. So, what are we going to do next hour? Oh, speaking of tap water, fluoride. The dentist want to put more of it in. Why? We'll talk about that, and we'll talk to Dr. David Jockers as well about answers to cancer in Atlanta coming up, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.